And now, a woman who has made a career of turning toxic and industrial sites into usable community spaces has won the first prize of its kind in landscape architecture. Jeffrey Brown has more for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Orange polluted streams, bare trees and riverbanks, an abandoned coal mine in Vintondale, Pennsylvania. An ugly wasteland, right? Landscape architect Julie Bargman saw more.
It's just not a lump of toxic stuff. It's a story. I find that that's where I go. I want to tell the past in order to project something for the future.
And so, over 3 years beginning in 1995, Bargman and her team set about to regenerate the site, creating a safe and welcoming wetlands and park while keeping reminders of its past, including a giant mound of refuse from the mine turned into an overlook. It was, she says,
the project that opened it all up. I had the suspicion that this was the work I wanted to do.
Bargman has strong views and a sense of humor. She named her professional studio Dirt for Dump It Right There. And she happily embraces one nickname, the Queen of Slag, the leftover byproduct from the mining of metals.
If I could make a crown out of slag, I'd be very happy. I mean, I think it's a recognition of the industrial territory that I adventured into.
Now she's the first ever recipient of an International Landscape Architecture Prize given to honor her work as a designer, educator, and activist in addressing abandoned, toxic, industrial, and urban sites. The award, created by the Washington, D.C.-based Cultural Landscape Foundation, is named for renowned landscape architect Cornelia Hahn Oberlander, who died this year of COVID at age 99. Bargman lives and works in Charlottesville, Virginia, and has taught at the University of Virginia for 25 years. She often takes her architecture students to scummy, toxic sites most have never experienced before. But it all began for her in a very different landscape as a child in New Jersey. She remembers looking out the window of her parents' car in wonder at a vast, smoke-filled industrial scene.
It was a landscape that I was surrounded by, the refineries. In essence, they felt like home. And they felt like a landscape that, unbeknownst to me at that early age, would eventually work with. I also guess I'm a fan of the underdog, or in this case, maybe the underduck, because I have always been defending the ugly duckling, you know, for its potential to turn into the swan.
But not a showy swan. A byword for Bargman, modesty. She eschews architecture she calls fancy pants. Even the celebrated High Line in New York, an elevated park built on an old railroad track, feels overdone to her. The Cultural Landscape Foundation cites Vintondale as well as three more recent projects. Turtle Creek Waterworks in Dallas, a sustainable garden space in the remains of an industrial pump station active in the 1920s. The Philadelphia headquarters of clothing retailer Urban Outfitters at a decommissioned Navy Yard, for which Bargman created a 15-acre campus, including reusing on-site demolition debris. And Core City Park in Detroit, where Bargman worked with a local developer to turn an unused parking lot into a community space and urban woodland. As always, she incorporated components of its past, a fire station dating to the 1800s.
There were such simple means of revealing the earth, which was a former engine house, as paving, and then these trees coming up out of it. I mean, there's a big cornerstone of the engine house that said 1893. Now, a lot of people might have put that on a plaque, like really made it fancy pants, you know, but instead I said, dump it right there. I said, just put it on the ground. Just make it go back to work.
That is the continuity of work a site has seen and the continuity of the life of people in and around it.
There's so many people that still live there and they remember that site. I just think it places that site, you know, in the realm both physically, geologically, culturally, that can give it meaning. I'm very against erasure. You know, because it erases the meaning, you know, and any memory. And that's not great for the people, nor is it fair to the site.
These sites, she says, were once productive. Now let's keep them productive in a new way. And she hopes the prize can allow her to be a spokesperson for her philosophy of landscape architecture.
When you think back to that young girl looking out the window at the industrial landscapes in New Jersey, to now, has it been rewarding work for you?
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. I am just so happy that for whatever reason, I followed my instinct. It's pretty fun, you know, to be a bit of a pioneer and just, and experiencing these amazing, sublime landscapes. So fulfilling, so fulfilling.
Julie Bargman has now embarked on what she calls Dirt 2.0, focused on regenerating currently underused spaces in depopulated cities. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.
And such a treat to see her work.